News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
There are calls for a knife amnesty after three men were stabbed in Dublin in the space of an hour over the weekend. And for more on this, we're joined now by Fine Gael, TD for Dublin Rathdown and spokesperson on European Affairs, Neil Richmond. Neil, knife crime, how big of an issue is it currently in Dublin and throughout, I suppose, the rest of the country?
Well, sadly, Ciara, it's a growing issue. Indeed, over the last 4 years, we've seen a steady increase not only in knife crime incidents, but sadly, a 10% increase in hospitalizations from knife crime incidents across the country. And it's become particularly acute in parts of Dublin in the last 12 months. And the really worrying thing is the people who are the victims and the perpetrators are getting younger every day.
And in terms of what we can or should be doing, certainly the Scottish model for dealing with knife crime is being considered. Could you outline that for our listeners, what might happen and what we might change?
Yeah, I suppose the approach is kind of a short and medium term. And in the medium term, following the Scottish model, the Scottish violence reduction model, I think is something would be the best approach. It's part of what the Department of Justice is looking at, part of what I've been raising in the Dáil for the last year. And that's whereby Glasgow in particular was the knife crime capital of Europe back in 2006. And the Scottish government took a very different approach. They engaged in it's not just a justice matter, but it became a public health matter. It became an education matter. Engaging teachers, police, youth officials, sports coaches, public health nurses, doctors to get in to warn of the dangers of knife crime, that you're far more likely to be stabbed if you're carrying a knife than if you're not, that the people who were falling victim to this, the 12, 13, 14 year olds, it was about that education for their parents. And part of that was the knife amnesty, whereby they were able to take up to 1,000 knives off the streets. Now, this is something we also did in this country 15 years ago in Limerick, where 300 knives were taken off the street in a month long period. And I think that's something that should be an immediate thing that can be done in tandem with greater resources and a greater presence for our Gardaí in these troubled areas.
Okay, so an amnesty and education programme. With regard to, I suppose, stop and seize capabilities for Gardaí, do they need to be changed? Do they need to be increased?
Well, I think, to be honest, it has to happen before that. It's to make sure that the knives don't get onto the streets and don't get into the hands. But the Garda presence is very important. You can't even consider stop and seize capabilities if you don't have the ability to put guards out onto the street. And I think that's something that's far more important, that we look at what we've done over the last 12 months in terms of attesting new recruits out of Templemore, in terms of providing those resources to superintendents, particularly around the capital city, getting more Gardaí walking the streets on bikes, but also into schools, into youth clubs, into football clubs, into boxing clubs, rugby clubs, to talk about knives and really warn of the dangers of carrying them.
And do we need additional legislation around all of this, Neil?
Well, what we need is actually an accelerating of existing legislation, existing funding, and existing programmes. So a lot of this has been discussed. Things like a knife amnesty can be done tomorrow at the whim of the Minister for Justice in cooperation with the Gardaí, but it's about actually doing it. And that's why, after the really sad events over the weekend where three people were hospitalised in the space of an hour in three separate incidents, we really need to accelerate this, and coming out of the pandemic in the summer months, really start putting in the building blocks to get this done as soon as possible.
Okay, and last question for you. Do we know why young people are picking up knives? It didn't appear to be as big of an issue up until relatively recently. I know certainly we've heard a lot of it coming out of the UK, as you mentioned, Glasgow, but also London has had a significant issue with knife crime over the last number of years. Is it just a phenomenon, a cultural phenomenon, a cultural change, or is there more to it than that?
It's something that's happening not just in the UK. It's very prevalent in France and Belgium as well. And they've also brought in measures. Unfortunately, it becomes acceptable to carry a knife. And this stigma goes around that, well, you need a knife if you're going. And we're seeing a lot of parents and a lot of principals finding a knife under a bed or in a school bag. And if you don't nip it at the bud and stop it at source, it can escalate. And we see the really sad scenes that we've seen, particularly in London in the last decade.
Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning on News Talk Breakfast. That is Fine Gael, TD for Dublin Rathdown, and spokesperson on European Affairs, Neil Richmond. Let us know if you have any experience of this. If you know, obviously you can anonymously text us too, but if you have any experience with your own kids or indeed in your own communities, 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.